Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alan C. is here. Alan's back. 5 years he's been a member of our Brain Trust, Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps. He's a Forbes Top 50 Most Influential CMO Chief Marketing Officer on Social Media Awardee. He's the 2015 American Marketing Association Content Marketer of the Year. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my folks. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. And has it been 5 years already?
You've been with me for a little over 5 years. So I know it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Alan?
It is. Where has time gone? Wow.
Hey, Alan, you want to talk today? You got a little burr in your... under your blanket, a bee in your bonnet about something. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, and what a way to start off Monday. I mean, but I got to ask you, where were you on July 20th, 1969, when Neil Armstrong said those famous words, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind"?
July 20th, I would have been selling tires for Sears halfway through college, sitting in front of the television, watching him step on the moon, and absolutely being transfixed.
Absolutely. I was 10 years old, but I was sitting in my parents' living room watching that happen. And I was certain at that point that I was going to become an astronaut. And so with that challenge, for those of us who came up or were born during the race for space, this notion of calling us digital immigrants has just really not studying right with me.
Me too.
Compared to digital natives, you know.
I agree with you. You know, and you were talking about I want to be an astronaut. I did too. I wanted. You know, I grew up with Buck Rogers. I grew up and watching. I was one of the original Star Trek fans. Man, I thought that was wonderful. I loved all that stuff, and I wanted to be an astronaut too. And you know, when you think about, I said something before you got here when I was telling the audience you were coming and you had this on your mind. I said, I don't think we're digital immigrants. I think we're the digital pioneers. We're the people who prevented these pups from having to use carbon paper and ballpoint pens and learning how to write and do math, haven't we?
Exactly. And to stay on this space theme, I was going to call it digital explorers.
Yeah.
But at any rate, you know, so all of my kids born, you know, after 1980, they get this term, you know, digital natives. And the thing about it is it seems like it was the earlier generations that are the ones who invented and brought, you know, the digital age, you know, to life. And so I, rather than look at it as an age thing, I prefer to think of us all as explorers. Now,
there is one thing
all the way to the moon.
There is one thing, though, I think makes us different. And I think this is how we look at it. And I do nod my head, give a nod of the cap to tip of the cap to the young kids. They do see things and they do adopt things quicker than I think we do. When I'm working on a project online with one of my younger employees and we're looking for, and a new screen pops up, they see what we're looking for 3 seconds before I do. I mean, their eyes are made for these screens. And I think part of the reason is, and the reason there is a difference is you and I think of these things as tools. We think of them as things. We've seen them. We were here when they were created. We were here when they were predicted and then created, and then we could buy them. And we just see them as things that we've absorbed and as tools. We don't necessarily see them as essential for our lives. You and I, if they took all the technology away, you and I could go back and make a living without all of it. They can't. And I think that's the reason why there's a difference. What do you think?
Well, that is definitely an interesting, point of view, although your 3 seconds doesn't sound like you're giving them much of a leap in front of you and seeing that change. But, I do agree. I mean, obviously, they've never known anything different from that perspective. But where I will take a point is that, in 2002, when LinkedIn was first came on board, I was the 74,000th person to join, which sounds like a big number, but when you consider the millions and millions of, I was actually part of the beta group. I was one of the first 100,000 people on there.
For which one?
For LinkedIn.
Yes. I was an early adopter too. I stayed up till midnight and got my first name on Facebook.
There you go.
And Twitter.
So Facebook, early, yeah, exactly. Early to Twitter. So I do think, again, we're all kind of explorers. Some of us adopt more quickly than others. Some of us push it farther than others. Just as I've seen, some people within the younger generation are actually
fight it. And I'll say one more thing, then I've got a question for you. Another thing is, we have perspective. We have perspective about technology. They have no perspective. And the thing that irritates me and I think it's unfortunate about the younger generations is they could benefit from some of our perspective, but they won't have it. They won't sit still for it. They won't listen to it. I do think perspective is always valuable. You and I, our generation has perspective about technology. But my question to you is, why does it bother you? Why does this bother you? Why does it matter?
Well, it gets down to two things, and I think whether you're young or whether you're old, that can overcome this perspective of whether you're an immigrant or a native as it relates to the digital world. And that first thing is that it's really important, young or old, to take the standpoint of being a lifelong learner.
Mm-hmm.
For people who want to stay fresh and on top of the changes that are going on, and in fact, even just to survive change, not to adopt the attitude of a lifelong learner could be the beginning to the end of your career from that perspective.
That's exactly right, and that's one. There's an article in my newsletter this week about that very thing.
Oh, great!
The fact that Henry Ford wasn't using technology when he created his company. He was inventing it, and he was 50 years old when he did it. So we're never too old to learn, folks. 20 after, right back with Alan C. More to come after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.